As I was saying, Donny Osmond wins season number 9 of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And here's how it went down last night.
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are... Donny and Kim!
And that audio courtesy of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And on the studio line with me this morning, one more final time, national dance champ Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
So Donnie does it.
Donnie did it.
He came back and really did a really classy showman-type routine and clinched the title last night.
He certainly did. It was one of those things, like we predicted, that could go a bunch of different directions because of the pick of dance, the choices they made at the end, all of those different elements in the fan base. Element. In the finals, Kelly did a fantastic Argentine tango. I think it was really one of her best dances of the whole season. It was very classy. It was passionate. It was just beautiful. Maya's dance wasn't that great. It was good, but she had some transitions that weren't very fluid. The choreography, in my opinion, lacked the wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
And the music was pretty flat and redundant. Donnie's cha-cha, well, his partner made mistakes. There was too much walking around for me and not great choreography. So, you know, when I got down and looked at those three dances, it was like, boy, there wasn't a clear-cut winner
at that point.
The challenge... Maya won the challenge. She was off of it, but boy, she has phenomenal best Latin motion. And Donnie came in second. He was very, very sharp, and he was as good as the male pros in that. He really was. You had to look to see who was who. It was really a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly had some wardrobe trouble, and that kind of gave her an extra mark that was pulling her down. So, you know, when we ended that final round, I was a bit edgy as to whether Maya could pull it out. We got to the freestyle, and Kelly's I Will Survive, God bless Gloria Gaynor for all
yes.
additions to disco and all of that period. But her hustle had mistakes, and she fell. It was very, very sad.
Yeah, but she kept going. She didn't stop.
She did. She proved that she had learned to be a survivor. She was very beautiful, very radiant. She was so gracious. I was very proud of her. Maya came out. It was such a disappointment. As soon as she and her partner were talking about doing hairspray and a piece from that, as a performer and if you're competing, you never want to do something that's been done so amazingly well before you and come back and be the copy of it. You need to be creative. So that was a disappointment, and it did give them lower scores. The costuming was cute. They did some nice open work, but it was a big risk, and it didn't build to anything. I wanted to see them dance together. That's what they did so well all season.
Yeah.
Donnie came out, and he did what he does best.
He's a showman.
He pulled out all the stops. He was a showman. He did that great, fun show number. I did want to see a little bit of closed work in there. A little bit of foxtrot would have been great to see them dancing together. But what a great showman. It was definitely the best overall.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. And I'm so happy he did it because, you know, he's up there. Age-wise, right with me, and I'm proud of that fact that you can get out there and compete with the best of them. And also, you know, when it comes to the guys dancing, say anything against the ladies, but the guy, it's a little bit tougher for the guys because he's actually got a lead.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, is when you're looking at this competition, people need to keep in mind how much easier it is for a woman to win this competition, because the woman has to follow, not that that isn't a very difficult skill, it is, but... You know, the man can compensate for a lot. He can put her there. He can hold her tight. He can make her get to a certain position. In the man's case, he has to lead. Now, you do see where a lot of the female pros dance the dance for them. The man stands there and has his pose, and she runs around him.
Right.
We do see that happen a lot. And that's because they're trying to compensate, but it doesn't play well. So Donnie and a man that comes out and does well is really a credit, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of leading, a lot of study. And I think the comments that Bruno made about Donnie were wonderful. I appreciate that, because I know that at any level, when you get somebody that's good at what they do in any art form, they can get the ego and have a hard time learning from somebody else something new. And they said that he was so gracious and was always sucking up the information, trying to do his best and respectful of the other pros. And I think that's a credit to the way he was raised and who he is as a person.
Absolutely. You know, and I had the pleasure of actually meeting Donnie and Marie and the whole Osmond clan many, 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 many years ago. And
really?
all of them, very gracious, very the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. I mean, no egos whatsoever. And, so I was happy to see him win that last night.
I think it came across always when he approached the judges and they gave him criticism how gracious he was about accepting that. He was always a great sport. I think he's a credit to his family and to his parents for raising him as a gentleman. And I'm very happy for Kim as the pro, because she has made it to second place twice but never made it to the first place position. And so it's a great first win for her. She did a very good job with him. She really did. And Maya, the sad part is Maya was the most phenomenal dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Maya was so gifted, so beautiful, and danced from the top of her body to the very bottom. But it's the fan base. We have to know that Donnie had Utah voting for him.
That's right. The whole state of Utah voting for him.
The whole state.
That's right. So.
And Maya had a fan base, but her dancing was the critical edge for her. And so she's so talented. She'll have a fabulous career, and it was such a pleasure to watch her dance. It really was. And we got to hear Donnie sing.
Yes.
Puppy Love.
Yes, Puppy Love. Breaks everybody's young girls' hearts. All those, from many, many years ago. Yep, still out there doing it.
Well, I think overall it was a great season.
I do, too. And Donnie and Kim walk off with the mirror ball, and that's going to wrap it for this season. And it's been a pleasure, again, having you with us every Wednesday morning. You want to find out more about Jeannie Tucker and what she's up to? Her website, www.jeannietucker.com. Check it out on the web. And you've got a series of workshops coming up. As a matter of fact, a salsa one coming up, right?
I do. I have a holiday workshop on the books. It's for December 20th here in Tucson, and it's going to be at El Parador Restaurant. It's an hour and a half class in the beginning basics of how to move your hips and get to understanding the Latin rhythms. And then we're going to have dinner, and it's a great time to socialize and meet new friends. And then after that, we come back with another hour and a half class. We learn all the basic dance steps, so it's kind of a boot camp, and you get to get out on the floor after that and have a repertoire and have fun with the person you've come with or with the new friends you've met. So for ticket information, people can go to my website to find out about it.
All right, that's www.jeannietucker.com, and we look forward to talking to you again. Dancing with the Stars next season, next year.
Sounds great. In the spring, we'll see you then, Jim.
Absolutely.